Section 4. Spanish-era people and immigrants. As you read, look for the indirect journey of the Acadians from eastern Canada to Louisiana, mixed results in the campaign to attract Anglos to the colony, terms, refuge, subsidize, malagueño. The ability to attract large numbers of new immigrants is one of the great successes of the Spanish colonial period. The Spanish were energetic in pursuing potential settlers. Spanish willingness to temporarily support immigrants helped these new arrivals establish settlements and discover effective ways to make a living in their new home. Many of these Spanish-era migrant groups retain distinctive cultural communities into the present day. Acadians. The Acadians were French migrants who had been in New France since the early 1600s. The English gained control over eastern Canada in 1714. Despite disagreements over religion, the Acadians remained and lived under British rule until 1755, when the British expelled them from their rich farmlands. By 1763, virtually all of the Acadians had been ejected from their homes and had lost their lands and livelihoods. The British burned some Acadian settlements so they could not return. In other cases, they gave their former homes and farms to British migrants from Massachusetts. When Acadian refugees first landed in the British colonies, they were generally unwelcome. The French offered the Acadians refuge, protection from danger or distress, in Louisiana for cultural reasons. With their interest in growing the colony's population, the Spanish continued welcoming them and began to provide support for their resettlement. Although their transition to Louisiana was far from smooth, approximately 1,000 Acadians came to Louisiana between 1757 and 1770. By the end of the Spanish period, their population had grown to over 4,000. The Acadians had established farms and had begun to make their mark on Louisiana's economy, culture, and southwestern territory, known today as Acadiana. Isleños y Malagueño. The Spanish also sought Spanish-speaking migrants for the Louisiana colony. Once the American Revolution began, the Spanish were particularly interested to sponsor immigrants who could also serve as soldiers. In 1778, the Spanish subsidized the transport of 1,600 people, 700 of them men, from the Canary Islands, the Spanish possession in the Atlantic Ocean. To subsidize is to grant money toward a useful cause. The Spanish planned to train these isleños, as they were called, as militia. After the Revolutionary War, a few hundred more migrants came, bringing the total population of isleños to about 2,000. The isleños were first settled near modern-day Barataria in Jefferson Parish, but warfare and flooding disrupted the early settlements. Eventually, most of the isleños settled in San Bernardo, today called St. Bernard Parish. Some of their descendants continue to live there even today. A smaller group of Spanish-speaking immigrants came from the Malaga region of Spain. About 60 people arrived in Louisiana and were assigned a workforce of 75 slaves for 1 year. The Malagueños, people from Malaga, did not succeed as farmers. Ultimately, many of them found economic success as cattle herders and later as ranchers. Their descendants helped found the city of New Iberia. Anglos. In their quest to expand Louisiana's population, Spain approved and oversaw the arrival of hundreds of Anglo immigrants in the period following the American Revolution. These settlers were hungry for land, and the Spanish had much of this to offer. Although the Spanish were successful at attracting these English-speaking migrants to the colony, their presence did not have the desired effect. The Spanish hoped that a growing population in Louisiana would discourage the migration of English speakers into areas that bordered their silver mines in Mexico. These hopes were dashed. Many Anglos eventually went beyond Louisiana to Texas. Those who stayed in Louisiana often had their own ideas about how and by whom Louisiana and the Mississippi River should be controlled. As the 1700s gave way to the 1800s, the hopes of regular people, combined with the plans of powerful leaders to create enormous historical change in Louisiana. It would also lead to one of the largest real estate transfers in the history of the world. It is to those events we now turn. Special feature, New Iberia. In 1779, a group of Spanish pioneers from Malaga, Spain, found in Nueva Iberia on the banks of the Bayou Teche. Nueva means new in Spanish, and Iberia refers to the peninsula on which Spain is located. The settlers chose that name to remind themselves of their homeland. Unfortunately for the settlers, the soil in Nueva Iberia was not good for farming or ranching. Instead, the Spanish settlers used their location to exchange goods and services with others. They developed an important trading post between New Orleans and the prairies in the west. The town is located at the lower, downstream end of a 25-mile loop of Bayou Teche. It was easier for boatmen to unload their cargo at New Iberia, transport it overland for less than 2 miles, and reload it on boats at the upper end of the loop than to push it upstream those 25 miles. Nueva Iberia would not remain in the hands of the Spanish for long. French Acadians from eastern Canada also settled in the area and called it Nouvelle Iberie, the French version of New Iberia. In 1803, after the Louisiana Purchase, English-speaking settlers arrived and they chose to call the settlement Newtown. In an effort to create one name for the city, a post office was established in 1814 with the name New Iberia. Residents, however, continued to use their own names for the city. Can you imagine how confusing that must have been to live in a city that had at least 3 different names? Finally, in 1847, the Louisiana legislature reached a compromise and officially named the city New Iberia. New Iberia is home to many festivals throughout the year, including Mardi Gras celebrations, the Louisiana Sugarcane Festival, and the World Championship Gumbo Cook-Off. The home of the famous Tabasco brand pepper sauce is only a few miles away at Avery Island. Such unique features of our state make it an interesting, fun, tasty, and spicy place to live and to visit. What would be your favorite thing to see or do in New Iberia?